Blog Talk Radio.
Eradicate from your mind.
All right, true worshipers. Time to forget about all the trouble the devil's brought in our life. Give it over to God. Yeah. I want you to know right now it's his time.
We gotta give him praise.
Let everybody worship.
Come on,
the Lord.
Let's worship.
Worship.
Oh, come on, saints, he's worthy.
Everything,
all the
pain, all
the pain,
the
that your
troubles
made. Worthy of the glory,
giving the praise, yeah. Oh, together we can, yes, we can.
Everybody,
oh, worship the Lord.
Welcome to Passion for Christ, a spiritually enlightening call-in internet radio broadcast of the Grace View Church of Christ in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, with Minister Brian C. Jones. The Grace View Church of Christ in Anderson meets at 918 West Whitner Street at 10 a.m. each Sunday morning for life-changing worship service and 7 p.m. each Thursday for life transformation Bible study. Saturate your soul with encouraging biblical sermons, morning devotions, dating tips, a cappella concerts, and congregational singing by visiting us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/GraceViewSC or call us anytime at 864-332-7572 for information about the Grace View Church of Christ, Passion for Christ Radio, or any of its other ministries. If you or someone you know has been blessed by this broadcast and would like to donate financial resources to ensure the continuation of Passion for Christ Radio and Passion for Christ television broadcast, you may give a tax-deductible donation online at www.graceviewcoc.com by clicking on the Donate tab. If you have a question or a prayer request, please dial number 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number has been called, state your name, question, or prayer request. You can also email us at graceviewcoc@gmail.com for questions or other information. Now stay tuned as Minister Brian C. Jones gives a practical biblical lesson from principles in the Word of God tonight.
Good evening again and welcome to Passion for Christ tonight. I'm your host, Brian C. Jones, minister of the Grace View Church of Christ here in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina. And I'm absolutely elated to be with you on this broadcast tonight. We're talking about part 2 of the Autopsy of a Kiss. And just to give you a little information that I believe that will be helpful for our time tonight, our study tonight. When I was doing some devotional reading, I was studying because I had a Bible class, a 101 Bible class, my wife and I, with a student. And I was trying to help this particular student understand the need and the necessity of Christ, and I could not get the student to kind of see the depth of what Christ has done. And then I led this particular student to this passage in Matthew chapter 27, and because I wanted to help this person understand why we need Jesus. A lot of people hear that we need Jesus. Oh, he died on the cross for our sins so that we can have life and have it more abundantly. Yeah, all that is true, but we have to move people closer to identify the reasons why they need Jesus in their lives. Because you could hear Jesus preached, you could hear all about him, you could even read the passages, but until you look at your life and your need for Jesus and what it is that you have done so that you know that Jesus is who God has placed in my life to help me out with my pain, my issues, and all my struggles and my trials, you're not going to really have Jesus in full effect like you could have him. And I have him like that, and many of you do, but there are people that just cannot connect the dots to see why we need Jesus so desperately and how we need Jesus so bad. So in my devotional reading, I was able to take this particular student to this passage, and it just ended up becoming a whole sermon because I wanted to share with the church and you guys tonight the importance of what my studies helped me see. But in part two of this, Autopsy with the Kiss, I want you to know that Jesus was betrayed with a kiss, which is a symbol of love, a greeting, an intimate expression of friendship to identify him to some evil men. And you have to ask yourself the question, why in the world would Judas do this? I want to lead you to a few passages that I want to read for you tonight. This is Matthew 27 and verse number 1 through 5. I hope I can get to all of it tonight. Now, the gospel writer Matthew says in verse number 1 of Matthew 27, he says, now when morning came, I could do a whole gospel meeting off that verbiage right there, now when morning came. Now, you would have to be familiar with what happened in chapter 26 to understand what he says in chapter 27 when he says, now when morning came. Now, this is after Judas has betrayed Jesus with an intimate expression that we call a kiss. Now, Jesus has been arrested. Jesus has been mocked because of this betrayal. Jesus has been spat upon. He has been insulted. He has been hit with fist. He has been slapped. He has been ridiculed. And he has been told to prophesy and tell us which one hits you as they hurled evil threats and mockings upon him. And so when it says, now when morning came, notice what happened in verse number one. All the chief priests and the elders of the people conferred together against Jesus to put him to death. And they bound him and led him away and delivered him to Pilate the governor. And I want you to notice the posture of Judas. It's amazing when you do something wrong. Sometimes you could do something wrong and do it and not even feel nothing until you see the actions of your decision and how those actions have led to make you feel a certain kind of way. Notice verse number 3. Then when Judas, who had betrayed him, saw, that's optically, from his vision, he is looking, he saw that he had been condemned, he felt remorse, and returned the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priest and elders. I want you to know that when Judas saw that he had landed Christ in a predicament to which Christ did not deserve to be betrayed that way, he had to see, he had to visualize, he had to place his eyes on the situation with Jesus and to see Jesus suffer because of a decision that Judas made to betray him hurt Judas. Now, the reason why I know it hurt him because the Bible says he felt remorse in verse number 3. Felt bad that his decision had hurt Jesus, caused Jesus pain, caused Jesus these issues and have to go through people and dealing with all the kinds of mess that came with being betrayed. And Judas felt remorse. You would think that this would lead Judas to a repentance, that he could get himself right with God. We all know, for those of you who are Bible students, that it was prophesied hundreds of years before Judas came on the scene that this would happen, and that's found by the psalmist. You could read that in the book of Psalm, but you need to know that he felt remorse. See, you have to feel guilty and to know that you have a need for Jesus. Some of us have done some stuff in our lives, but we've never connected the fact that in order to relieve the guilt of the stuff that you have done and seen and witnessed and thought of, you have to have God to release you from that stuff. Well, how in the world could you get God to release you if you never felt any remorse for what you've done? So part of our problem is sometimes we do things, but we don't recognize conscientiously that God is looking at us, and as our Father, he is going to have to punish us for our wrongdoing. And when you feel bad like I do when you have any wrongdoing, it should make you feel godly sorrow. It should also make you feel remorse. And when you have that godly sorrow because you've done something that you ought not do, you have to have somewhere to go, some person to help you. And that person needs to be God Almighty. And what God's plan has done is allow himself to send Jesus so that Jesus can be the propitiation of our sins. That is the satisfaction of our sins. So the only way to relieve the guilt is to have God to forgive you. And there's a lot of people that know they have some guilt and they feel bad about what they've done, and every day it bothers them, but they don't know who to go to. And I want to suggest to you and submit to you tonight, and yea, testify that when you look at Judas, he had all what he needed to have for God to really help him. But notice what happened. The Bible says he felt remorse and returned the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders. He returned the money that he got to betray Jesus, the 30 pieces of silver, rather. He returned that to the religious leaders to whom he conspired to betray Jesus with. And I want you to notice what happened in verse number 4. Notice the anguish of Judas. Bible says, saying, I have sinned by betraying innocent blood. Now notice what the religious folks said. But they said, what is that to us? See to that yourself. Now Judas had remorse. He wanted to repent, obviously. He felt bad because he saw what his decision had landed Jesus in terms of the predicament that Jesus was in. And he generally felt bad about what he had did because he had betrayed innocent blood. So he's making a confession to religious leaders. But the problem is that these particular religious leaders have no spiritual depth. They have no spiritual character. All they are is people who are dressed up and given special and specific titles, but they don't have any God in them because these were godless men. Even though they proclaimed to know God, they knew the word of God, but these people really had no sense of who God was and what God wanted them to do. They were more interested in doing what their male motives were, which is to stop Jesus, to stop his power and his influence. They cared nothing about Judas. So they say, you see to that yourself. Isn't it interesting that there are religious leaders, this is proven, there are religious leaders like that even today that do not care anything about your soul salvation. They don't care anything about your guilt. They don't care anything about your remorse and how bad you feel because of what you have done. If it does not involve any money with some of these people, they'll tell you, you see to that yourself. In other words, they don't want to help you until you give them some money. That's what these religious leaders said. Now, I want you to know this. There are religious people today all over the world that know that they have their people to which follow them have an interest in feeling, getting that guilt released and relieving their sins. And they come to religious leaders for forgiveness, but sometimes they go to the wrong person. See, you can have the right kind of remorse and the right kind of beliefs that you need to get your life right. But the problem is, if you go to the wrong people, then they can't give you the spiritual advice that you need, that comes from God's word, so that God could bless you to alleviate your guilt. So having guilt is actually a good thing. I know that's right, because the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 9 and 10 that godly sorrow produces a repentance without regret that leads to salvation, but the sorrow that is according to the world leads to death. So godly sorrow is according to God's will. Let me say it one more time, rewind and press play again. Here it is. God wants you to feel bad when you do wrong stuff. That is according to God's will. And there are honest and sincere people in this world that want to have their guilt relieved. They want to feel better about their predicament and their lives and their situations because they've been through so much bad stuff in their lives. And sometimes they come to religious people, but the problem is they go to the wrong people. Notice what Judas did. He went to the same people to whom he conspired and conferred to arrest Jesus with, the people that he betrayed Jesus with. So he went to the wrong people. Notice what happened in the text. This is interesting. The Bible says in Matthew 27, in verse number 5, and he threw the pieces of silver into the temple sanctuary and departed. So in other words, they didn't want the money back. And so Judas, they told Judas, you need to see that yourself. That what is that to us? We don't care anything about your sins. We don't care nothing about your remorse. We don't care anything about your soul. We don't care anything about connecting you to God, who can help you out with your problem, help you out with your predicament. As a matter of fact, we don't even believe in Jesus Christ. So notice what happened. So Judas threw the pieces of silver in the temple sanctuary and departed. And the Bible says, unfortunately, that he went away and hanged himself. Can I tell you that this man committed suicide? Reason why he committed suicide was because the guilt of his problems, the guilt of his frustration, the guilt of his betrayal, the guilt of feeling so bad emotionally and spiritually overwhelmed Judas so much that he wanted to alleviate the pain, the emotional and the spiritual and the sociological pain that he felt because of what he had did, not even understanding the fact that that's what Jesus came for. So he went to the wrong people, and the wrong people could not help him with his spiritual problem. And since the wrong people could not help him with his spiritual problem, he felt like he had nowhere else to go because he had betrayed the very person who God sent to save the world from their sins, which is Jesus. So he just went to the wrong person. And the reason why I know that, that because the same people who killed Jesus on the day of Pentecost were the same people who God forgave. So God saved the same people who killed him. The same people who killed Jesus and said crucify him were the same people who realized they did that and wanted to know what shall we do in order to be saved. And Peter gave him that great declarative statement. You need to repent and be baptized, every one of you, not in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God. When I got baptized, it felt so good because I was like Judas. I was like the people on the day of Pentecost. I had so much guilt from the things that I had done in my life. So much guilt of the things that I had been taught properly to do, but had failed to yet do that in my young years, in my young age. And when I finally made the decision to give my life to the Lord, I made the decision to go ahead and repent and to be baptized for remission of my sins. And there is no better feeling in the world, beloved, than to know that you get something from God that you do not earn or deserve, and it nothing else makes you appreciate a relationship with Jesus Christ, knowing that God helped you out with your guilt when he didn't have to do it and you didn't deserve it. And now because of the blood of Jesus, I now can walk around justified, having had all of my sins washed away. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but every now and then you're going to mess up. And every now and then you're going to have to look at yourself in the mirror. And every now and then you're going to know that there's some people that's depending on you and following you. And you're going to feel like you let them down. And you're going to let your family down. And you're going to let the church down. But can I tell you that if you have a relationship with Jesus, oh my goodness, that that blood of Jesus keeps cleansing you over and over and over again. That's why I love to sing that song. He keeps cleansing me over and over and over and over and over again. He keeps blessing me over and over and over and over and over again. That's why I love that song. I keep falling in love with him. And because I can sing that song with honesty and sincerity of heart, knowing that I keep falling in love with him every time, I appreciate the fact that when I sin, I can get forgiveness because of my relationship. And all I got to do is repent and tell God what I did. God forgets about it, restores me, and blesses me. And he's done that my whole life since I've been a child of God. And I don't know who you are tonight, where you are, what you have going on with your life. But what I can tell you is that there's nothing better than a relationship with Jesus, but you will not be able to get that until you connect the fact that you need Jesus and you should have some guilt by what you have done. Problem is, you got to make sure you don't go to the wrong people. Can I tell you what happens when you go to the wrong people? They will tell you that if you send in $77, we will pray for you, send you a prayer shawl and a prayer cloth, and we will send you some holy water, and you just send us some money, and God is going to take care of it. Those people don't care nothing about your soul. They don't care nothing about your heart and your sins. And all they tell you is you work that out, and you go to any church of your choice, just send us some money. And if you've watched TV, if you've had cable for 2 days and you watched a cable network about religion, you know exactly what I'm talking about. See, those people don't care about your sins. If you need some proof tonight, and I'm trying to wrap this thing up, but thoughts keep coming. Y'all pray for me. Jeremiah chapter 29 and verses 8 through 10. Jeremiah 29, 8 through 10. Don't want to turn this thing into a gospel meeting, but it looks like it's going that way tonight. Pray for me. The Bible says, "For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, do not let your prophets who are in your midst and your diviners deceive you." In other words, your job is not to be deceived by the people who are supposed to be religious. Notice what the prophet says here. "And do not listen to the dreams which they dream." It's just like today. They tell you, I saw a person named Jacob. And Jacob, if you're in the audience, if Jacob, if you're watching this TV show, I saw God in a dream last night do this stuff for you. And that's what's going on today. The same thing that was going on thousands of years ago is going on today. But God said, do not listen to their dreams. Notice verse number 9, for they prophesy falsely to you in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord. God said, these people that are in your midst, they're there to deceive you. They're there to tell you that they have had a dream and they want to include you into that dream because they want you to think that they are so spiritual and that you could get something from their knowledge with God. And God said, those people are prophesying in my name and I never sent them. And so you got to make sure that you have a discerning spirit and to know that what you believe in is coming from the scriptures. And so when you don't have a relationship with Jesus, the devil will jump into your mind and tell you that you need to end your life because of this weight, this guilt, this pressure that you have on you because of what you've done. When God is saying, don't do it. Just like in Acts 16, when the jailer was about to kill himself and Peter called for lights and told him, don't do it. We're all here because the guilt of having messed up before can mess you up if you don't, if you're not led by the right people and the right word of God. So I hope and pray tonight that you understand that when you look at the autopsy of a kiss, the devil will use certain people to try to get at you, to stop you, and to get you off track with God, and even betray the very people who God has used to help you and bless you. But if you go to the wrong people, you can't get access to salvation. You can't get access to forgiveness. And you got to make sure you seek that, because let me tell you something about this kiss. God used the kiss that Judas betrayed Jesus with to get Jesus to the cross. So even though Judas did something evil, God turned around and used the evil for good. Oh, my goodness. Lord, have mercy. And God sent Jesus to the cross so that he could finish his work. And since Jesus finished his work, you and I now have the opportunity to be the beneficiaries of the work that Jesus did for us on the cross. So even though Judas kissed him and betrayed him, God blessed that whole operation because it was by God's divine design that he allowed Jesus to go through that. But that was just to get him to the cross so he could save us. And I'm so thankful tonight. So just make sure that if Satan has ever entered your heart to betray someone or betray Jesus or whoever to get you to do evil, just change your mind and repent. Have godly sorrow for what you've done. Go to Jesus. Let him fix it for you. And don't allow Satan to lure you with money. Sometimes he'll use money to take you off track, take you off pace with what God has you going in your life, because God has a divine calling over your life and he does not want you to experience that. So don't let money be the motivating factor that calls you to go against God when God is sending Jesus who can bless you with money. God bless you tonight. If you have a prayer request, we'd love to pray for you. Dial number 1 right now. We'd love to help you. God bless you tonight.
Caller ending in 2698, you're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time, please.
Good evening, Brother John. Brother Mike Woods. Thank you for another wonderful lesson. I'd like to pray for our Church of Christ throughout the world. Pray for our elders. Continue prayer for our new converts. And continue prayer for our youths. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Woods. We certainly appreciate your presence tonight. We want to thank all of you for being with us and hanging on the line tonight for Passion for Christ radio broadcast. We hope and pray that this information has truly been beneficial and a blessing to your life. I want to, by way of reminder, help you know that these lessons are archived on our website, and that website is blogtalkradio.com/passionforchrist-. And you can go back and listen to this lesson in its entirety whenever you so choose to. Also keep in mind, we need you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. So when you go to youtube.com, all you have to do is type in Grace View Church of Christ in Anderson, South Carolina. And what we want to do is come to your home, come to your phone, come to your computer, come to your laptop, and you'll get an email notification every time we post a new video. And what we're doing is using this beautiful ministry to help out people all across the world. We have people in different continents that are listening to what we're doing right here out of Anderson, South Carolina. So God has blessed us with this beautiful technology, and we just want you to be a part of sharing the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ and partner with us to do so to the world. So make sure you go to our YouTube channel, click that red subscribe button, and let us bless your life so that you could share what we're giving in terms of the word of God to the nation. We hope and pray that you have been blessed tonight. If you have a prayer request, just dial number one right now, and we want to pray for you tonight. Keep in mind, pray for all the churches of Christ throughout the land and country. We're living in some very difficult and some demanding times, particularly with our democracy. It has come to my attention that there have been several suicides and several children taking their lives. And it is just, if we ever needed Jesus, it would certainly be right now, because the devil has infiltrated the mind of people. But we're here as lights to the world to be able to help people. So we need your support in getting the message of Jesus Christ out to the world so that they can be influenced by the Holy Spirit and not the spirit of suicide. So partner with us so we can get this word out to the masses. Caller ending in 0026, you're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time.
Yes, my name is Lisa Muldrow, and I got a job interview Thursday, and I want you to continue to pray for me that if it's God's will, I will get it. If not, God's will be done. And continue to pray for the Church of Christ on Dingnick Street in Augusta, Georgia. I'm a member of that Church of Christ. And just continue to pray for all the deacons and the preachers and the elders of each Church of Christ and the minister. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Muldrow. We certainly appreciate you tonight. Are there any other prayer requests before we go to God in prayer? We want to thank you again for tuning in to Passion for Christ. Make sure you tune in to the Grace and Mercy prayer call tomorrow morning. And Brother Ronald Waring from the Church of Christ in Seneca, South Carolina, he is going to be our host tomorrow for a brief devotion there. So make sure you chime in. If I can help you in any way, please contact me on my email or through Facebook or whatever social media medium you can. I'm here to help you if I can. And I hope and pray that this information has blessed your life. It does not appear that we have any additional prayer requests tonight, but God knows what you need. So we'll go ahead and pray for you as well. Thank you again, and God bless you for tuning in to the Passion for Christ radio broadcast of the Grace Free Church of Christ with yours truly, Brian C. Jones. Tonight, we're going to be led in prayer by one of our prayer warriors at the Grace Free Church of Christ, Brother Matthew Gardner. God bless you tonight, Brother Matthew. It's all yours.
Let us bow. Our Father, which art in heaven, O good Master, once again, Lord, we come with our humble hearts, bowing before the throne of grace and mercy. We give thee all the praise, for, Lord, you are more than worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, based upon the fact that what Jesus did on that old rugged cross, if thou be so kind to forgive us for all shortcoming, forgive us for all sins. Heavenly Father, you have a host of your saints on the call. Some may they request known, some may have not. Lord, you know the hearts of all men. Bless Brother Woods, Heavenly Father, Lord. Bless all the churches of Christ throughout the land and country, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we pray, Lord, we continue to be in faith and be in unity, Heavenly Father, with love. Speak the same thing, be of the same mind, of the same judgment, knowing the blood of Jesus, the righteous, cleanses us from all sins. Bless all the new converts. Bless all the youth. Bless all those by the wayside, Heavenly Father. Bless Sister Muldrow, Heavenly Father, Lord, as you go on a job interview. Bless her, Lord. You know what she needs to be. You know what she has to be, Lord, for you, Lord. Wherever you send her, Heavenly Father, Lord, that she continue to just lift the name Jesus and lift it more perfectly. Bless the Church of Christ in Augusta all throughout, Heavenly Father. All the deacons, all the bishops, all the elders, all the teachers, all the ministers, Lord. Lord, just continue to bless us, touch us, put your love and care around each and every one. Bless all the members, Lord, as we strive to make heaven our home. Lord, bless the Waller family, Heavenly Father. Bless the Kleeman family, bless the Cobb family, all those who are dealing with bereavement, all those that are sick, ailment, and got all them trials and tribulation, whatever it may be. Bless all the marriages, Heavenly Father. Lord, thou be so kind. Bless Grace Free Church of Christ as well. Bless Brother Brian C. Jones, our very own, and his wise and all the ministry that they do, Heavenly Father, to continue, Lord, to let the light shine and to bless people with the engrafted words they're able to save one soul. Lord, tomorrow, Lord, as we lay down, touch us, bless us, put your love care on us around us, that we wake up, Lord, hear another portion of what thus says the Lord from Minister Brother Ronald Waring, Lord, on this terrific Tuesday at 7:30 in the morning, Lord. Heavenly Father, Lord, Bless all of us, Lord, as we kiss one another, as we give each other a holy kiss, holy greetings, Lord, that it be genuine always and from the heart. Be with us, Lord, in these and all the blessings in Jesus' name. Let the saints of God with one voice say, amen.
The Grace View Church of Christ would like to thank each person on this call tonight for your attention to this most important matter of salvation and for extending your prayer request to God as well. We pray that the biblical principles from God's Word tonight have helped you understand who God is and what He would have us to do. Join us next week and persuade someone new to join us as we discuss the wisdom in the Word of God on Passion for Christ at 9 p.m. with Minister Brian C. Jones. In keeping with the mandate given in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, to His disciples by Jesus Christ, we urge you to go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. May God bless you and have a blessed night.